When Elena told people she was a vampire hunter, their first reaction was an inevitable gasp, followed by, "You go around sticking those sharp stakes in their evil, putrid hearts?" Okay, maybe the actual words varied, but the feel was the same. It made her want to track down and exterminate the idiot 15th century storyteller who'd made up that tale in the first place. Of course, the vampires had probably already taken care of it, after the first few of them ended up in whatever passed for an emergency room back then. Elena didn't stake vampires. She tracked them, bagged them, and returned them to their masters, the angels. Some people called her kind bounty hunters, but according to her guild card, she was licensed to hunt vampires and assorted others, which made her a vampire hunter, with the attendant benefits, including hazard pay. That pay was very healthy. It had to be to compensate for the fact that hunters occasionally had their jugulars torn open. Still, Elena decided she needed a pay raise after her calf muscle started protesting. She'd been stuck in a cramped corner of an alley in the Bronx for the past 2 hours, a too tall female with pale, almost white hair and silver eyes. The hair was a pain in the butt. According to her sometimes friend Ransom, she might as well wear a sign announcing her presence. Since dyes wouldn't work on it for longer than 2 minutes, Elena had a great collection of knit caps. She was tempted to pull her current one down over her nose, but had a feeling that would only intensify the malodorous ambience of this dank piece of New York City. That led her to thinking about the virtues of nose plugs. Something rustled behind her. She swiveled, to come face to face with a stalking cat, its eyes reflecting silver in the darkness. Satisfied the animal was what it seemed, she returned her attention to the sidewalk, wondering if her eyes shone as freakily as that cat's. It was a good thing she'd inherited dark gold skin from her Moroccan grandmother, or she'd have resembled a ghost. "Where the hell are you?" she muttered, reaching down to rub at her calf. This vamp had led her on a merry chase, through his own sheer stupidity. He didn't know what he was doing, which made him a little hard to second guess. Ransom had once asked her if it bothered her to round up helpless vampires and drag their sorry asses back to a life of virtual slavery. He'd been laughing hysterically at the time. No, it didn't bother her. Just like it didn't bother him. The vamps chose that slavery, of 100 years' duration, the instant they petitioned an angel to make them almost immortal. If they had stayed human, if they had gone to their graves in peace, then they wouldn't have found themselves bound by a contract signed in blood. And while the angels did take advantage of their position, a contract was a contract. A flash of light in the street. Bingo. There was the target, chomping away on a cigar and boasting on his cell phone about how he was a made man now, and no prissy angel was going to tell him what to do. Even with several feet of distance between them, she could smell the sweat pooling under his armpits. The vampirism hadn't yet advanced enough to melt away the fat he wore like a spare coat, and he thought he could run out on a contract with an angel? Idiot.